This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Two unvaccinated Weld County residents have confirmed cases of the measles. The State Health Department and the County Department say both adults are contacts of a previously confirmed case. The case is not connected to the Broomfield Schools outbreak. This is Colorado's 15th case of measles this year, and the state is on track to beat last year's total of 36. For more than a decade before that, the state has typically had one case of measles a year. Colorado Springs mayor has selected a former rival as his chief of staff. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Mayor Yemi Mobolade has hired his former opponent, Wayne Williams, to help coordinate across city departments, serve in advisory capacity, and support strategic priorities. Williams is a former city councilman, county clerk, and Republican Secretary of State. Mobolade, who is unaffiliated and officially launched his re-election campaign this week, defeated Williams in a runoff election in 2023. Williams begins the job later this month. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
A recent executive order from President Trump targeting mail-in balloting amounts is being challenged in court by a number of states, including Colorado. Matt Crane is the head of the Colorado County Clerks Association.
I see it as executive branch overreach. So the Constitution gives some power to regulate elections to Congress. It gives no power to the executive branch. And so had this gone through Congress, then we would look to engage on it in a different way. But because this is coming from the executive branch, we expect those lawsuits to be successful.
This is CPR News in KRCC.